Hello, Divine Ones. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am creative expressionist Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover. Sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right. And snuggle up to your ears that your heart may fully embrace the sunshine experience.
We're so glad you decided to join the Vibe Matrix. Please keep in mind that the Sunshine Experience is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
And good day, good evening, and tonight to you, whatever time you're listening to this program. But I am live this Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. As usual, I am happy to be here tonight. I want to welcome you all fresh out. Hey, how's it going over there on Instagram? It's good to see you. And I am live there on IG. I'm also live on Facebook and on YouTube and on my usual hosting, my main hosting site, Blog Talk Radio. So anyway, how has your week been? You know, I have to check in with you guys to see how things have been going with you. Now, if you're wondering why you can't see me tonight, this is kind of how I always wanted to do the Sunshine Experience. And I think I started out this way and I kind of got away from it because people, I'm told, love to see their hosts. But I came to a place in my life quite a while ago where it's just as well for me and sometimes even better for me to be heard rather than seen. I actually much more prefer to be heard rather than seen most of the time. And so I am hopeful that you guys are just going to hang in there with me anyway, because you know this is pretty much a platform for those who have, you know, who desire to dig deeper into their thought process and to think and to use intelligence and philosophy and all those wonderful things to kind of scope out life, to figure out who they are, to get to a better place in love, and to become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the love you most desire. That is why the Sunshine Experience exists. So I am super happy to have you guys with me tonight and rocking with me, even though you cannot see me. Now, we are covering tonight thirst versus attraction. That's going to be our topic for tonight. I'm excited about it. Are you excited about it? You know, I don't know. You know, somebody asked me, where do I come up with the topics for my show? And I think I mentioned this a few weeks back, but when I came up with the vision, or when I was given the vision for the Sunshine Experience, I was just downloaded with all kinds of information and curriculum and topics, and I was just flooded with so many things to bring about this matrix of intimacy to give to the people so that we can start connecting deeper with one another, you know? And so I was given so much stuff. And a lot of it, I think I was given about 50 topics. I had enough topics to cover an entire year. And as I say, an entire curriculum, just an entire platform for intimacy. I have yet to, you know, publish a lot of the curriculum and stuff that I have. You know, I'm just gearing up. I'm getting people on board with the idea that intimacy is much deeper than sex. Sex is involved, but I'm getting people on board with redefining intimacy, with getting more in touch with their divine masculine and their divine feminine essence, getting more in touch with the core of who you are, which is how you bring about your best self and you give more intimately in ways that you may not have ever imagined. You fulfill your life with deeper meaning and purpose and joy. And it's just a way for that, the elevation of the race, the human race, to take place. So you're not going to see me tonight, and I'm not sure when you'll see me again, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you can see whatever graphic I have available to you. And if it's pitch black, that's okay. It's just fine. Just stay in tune with my voice because I am here for you. Okay? So how was your week? Let me know in the comments where you've been this week, what you've done, how you've been making it through. As we discuss a little bit later in the program, thirst versus attraction, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight here. And remember now, you can listen by phone if you end up having any kind of, you know, distortion or anything like that. You can listen by phone at 515-605-9746. And you can always call in also with your comments or questions at 515-605-9746. And I will be happy, happy, happy to take your questions and comments. Now, I am just realizing. Oh my gosh, I've been getting ready for this program and have everything set all up all beautifully and stuff, and just realized I don't have my power mic on. So I hope that you guys can hear me better now. I'm telling you, it's a good thing that I'm on radio because I would definitely be one of those people who would have a wardrobe malfunction, or I would trip and fall over myself or someone else or something or something. or something that just tends to be my life for as, you know, as loving and, you know, I'm just a total goofball a lot of times. And I love that about myself. I love that I can laugh at me because, believe me, I give myself and everyone else plenty to laugh at. But I want to know what you're sipping on tonight. Let's see, I got some comments. I got any comments over here? Let's see what's going on. Don't want to miss anybody. Don't want to miss no one. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So what are you sipping on tonight? What are you sipping on? As for me, I am doing cranberry lemonade tonight. I don't know if you guys remember last week I was telling you I've been trapped inside with no libations. I haven't really had any real spirited libations except for my birthday in late January. It's probably been sometime late last year when I had my last spirited libation. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm not sure how I feel about it, considering the fact that I am kind of having these little malfunctions and things. I would totally prefer to have me a little something to take the nip off, you know, to kind of take the edge off. But we're gonna roll with it. You know, I got the candlelight and I have the ambiance of the fireplace going, and you know, I'm in a very, very secure, safe, loving space. You know, my love, he's so tender, he's so just generous with his time, his attention, and his kindness. He's just, his tenderness toward me. And it makes me feel so secure wherever I am. Hello, McWater763. It's good to see you here tonight over on IG. Glad to see you over there on YouTube. You guys are always here hanging in with me, and I am extremely appreciative, as tonight we will discuss thirst versus attraction, okay? Remember, you can call in by phone, and you can listen there. You can call in to comment, or you can listen at 515-605-9746, okay? So, the word thirst, I think, has been used to replace lust, but I guess it's a little bit deeper and edgier, supposedly, than lust. I think thirst has been used to kind of show that a person has pretty much zero control over themselves and how they're treated and how they treat others as a result of lust. And so that's why I chose to use thirst versus attraction, because in the realm of attraction, there can and usually is some amount of lust involved. I don't think it's as deep as someone totally losing themselves. You know, they lose their swag, they lose their cool, they lose their cute. All of that goes out of the window with thirst. But with attraction, you can kind of, you know, hang on to yourself and those kinds of things. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. But first, I'm going to play a little song. I'm going to sip on my cranberry lemonade and get my throat a little bit more saturated so that I can get ready to speak with you on tonight's Vice of Intimacy topic, thirst versus attraction. And so tonight I will be playing just one song, you know, just enough for us to kind of get into the groove, or again, for me to wet my throat a little bit. And I will be playing Sunset by Metro Vice. You guys sit back, chill, vibe, you know, hang in there with me. And I'll be back with you in a few minutes. Okay, and that was Sunset by Metro Vibe. I kind of enjoyed that little ditty. It's just certain songs, certain things I kind of pull out to just kind of give us a chance to just woosah, breathe, groove a little bit. There's nothing like just having a simple groove. It doesn't always have to be something that's pushing us or pulling us, but something that just allows us to sit in the melody, sit in the bass, sit in whatever we need to do just to reconnect with that that inner pump that we have within us all. And speaking of inner thump, what do you kind of consider attraction? Is there this heartbeat, this accelerated heartbeat that comes? Do you see stars, and are there fireworks for you? Or is that more of a lust thing? I am quite interested in understanding what your thoughts of thirst or lust, extreme lust, versus attraction is. You know, since I became Sunshine and the intimacy facilitator, I have had quite a few opportunities and been approached by quite a few men who have shown interest of various kinds in me, in my work, in my several professions, and not just in my job as the intimacy facilitator, but some of you know that I also have my CDL and drive big rigs when I feel like it. Now, I have not been on the road in my tractor trailer since July of 2020. Who knows, I may get back out there in the spring after the pandemic dies down some, or summer, whenever that is. But when I was out on the road rigging it, you know, I was exposed to a lot of men because it is a male-dominated field. And that is where I was able also to gather a lot of data on my, you know, my theories and curriculum and everything for the coaching I do for the alpha male personality, or to help men tap into that alpha or sigma side of themselves. That may be a show I'll have to do, but there is an article about it on my website called The Alpha Male Myth, www.sunshinerivera.com. If you want to understand what alpha and sigma personalities are. But yeah, it gave me a very, very good data pool to really learn and grow and round out my theories and to develop my practices and curriculum. So, you know, I guess with just my name itself, Sunshine, it can spark a lot of interest. And the fact that I've been told that I'm pretty in some instances and cute in others, I'm sure I'm not, you know, attractive to everyone, but I'm attractive to enough people I know that, you know, there was not a shortage of potential suitors and suitors. Before I reunited with my love, I did have, you know, a lot of fun just dating and, you know, getting to know people. But I can tell you that the way I view attraction was very, very different than the way a lot of people, especially men that I dealt with, saw attraction. And I I kind of think on more of a deeper level when it comes to attraction, relationships, love, sexual tension, all these kinds of things. I'm not really easily swayed or turned on by compliments or attention. You know, it's fun, it's cute, you know, everybody likes that little ego stroke here and there. But for me, it wasn't something that, oh, he thinks I'm cute, you know, I need to holler, or, oh, you know, he has to do with their looks and just. Just being accessible and all those things. I think men kind of understand that what they bring to the table, I hate that term, but what they have to offer is a lot more based on their performance and their level of ambition and acquisition in life, their jobs, their money, their car, things like that. So I think that, you know, the differences in the masculine and feminine kind of keeps us so misdirected and separated from each other, because those dynamics kind of don't help us really, really see each other. Some men, they don't really understand that just because you're attracted to someone, and it does give you maybe a general or a huge or a small element of a lust factor. You know, a man who's in control of himself will allow himself to let the attraction broaden and deepen farther and more in a bigger scope than just that lust. And he will find that it will give him an avenue for a greater respect, not just for the woman that he's attracted to, but for women in general. And for women, it's important for a woman to know that she's beautiful, that she has something to offer more than her body, that she, you know, is full of accomplishment and the real attraction to my inner being, to who I am as a person. You know, what am I really like? It's really just a superficial desire to have me. And while those things have their place for both men and women, for the masculine and the feminine, when we're not seen, when we're not situation is, and to think beyond the very moment that you're in, what am I seeking long term? Not so much what you want from the other person. So you're not thinking about what you want from them, but you're thinking about what you want for you. And this goes for both the masculine and the feminine. What do I want for me when a person shows interest in me? So, yes, I have a chance that to be able to happen, because I, you know, I need to see you. I need to hear you breathe. I need to, you know, hear the the tone of your laughter. Is it pure? Is it fake? You know, that's just me. And I need to be able to look into your eyes. I need to see how you're looking at me. You know, are you looking at me? Are you seeing me? I want to be seen. I want to be known. And lust is generally not enough. And for those who follow your lust, you'll have to help me understand how it makes you feel when you're lust-driven. When you're more lust-driven than attraction-driven. Because obviously, to have any kind of romantic connection with a person, there has to be an attraction there. And there are times when attractions can be fake. Sometimes we know a person is a good person, but we're simply not attracted to them. Yet, because we either don't want to hurt their feelings, or because we are beating ourselves up because we know this is a good person, this may not be a good person for me. We feign the attraction, and it puts us in a worse position going forward. But I can't really say that it's any worse of a position than pure and true. Care taken for who you are as a person long term and in the long run. I think this is why a lot of people may get themselves kind of caught up in situations of danger, or, you know, catching a disease. You know, you're not protecting yourself. I'm not saying every time it's the person's fault, but a lot of times you can get yourself kind of wrapped up in situations and put in very precarious and dangerous circumstances because of lust. And this is why I say, always gauge your attraction to a person. And if you see that you're not even considering the essence of them, you don't really want to get to know them, you can't remember their name most of the time, you wouldn't really buy them a meal if it wouldn't get you in the pants, you know, those kinds of things. I think there is a time to really start to think about that. You know, I hear a lot about karma and the law of reaping and sowing. And I think that we have kind of gotten away from the fact that that is a thing. And we don't really consider the law of reaping and sowing even from a good standpoint. You know, forget about you do something bad and, you know, obviously some point in your existence, you're going to have to, you know, reap that. But what about when you do good things? You will reap what you sow there too, right? No, for the most part, we all have a general idea what good is. But we rarely ever think of this in the sense where we do things that are good for us. If I do something that's good for me, I am going to reap what I sowed. And so, when I reunited with my love, I'm just giving an example. The idea for me was to fully accept him, be fully aware when communication needs to go deeper than surface, to not hold back or who I am inside and out, to maintain myself, the discovery, the self-discovery that I had journeyed while we were apart, I sojourned into who I really am. There were several factors to me being able to be fully present and involved in our relationship, in our connection. And one of those things for me that keeps me grounded and anchored in who I am is the full practice of fidelity within this relationship. Now, before I reunited with him, I really had no interest in a long-term relationship. I was over it, done. I had my share of suitors, as I mentioned. You know, I had no lack of daily texts, phone calls, DMs from different fellas. And I was very, very interested in dating and enjoying my life. And I really could have lived that way for the rest of my life, because I had evolved into being fully aware of who I am as a woman, as a person, and being fully accepting of myself, knowing what it is I desire in life, knowing how to make me happy, and establishing true and endearing friendships and relationships with family. So that to be in a love relationship again and choosing to be in love, you know, I accept the fact that my love is attracted to me, but there is a deep of lust for me as well. And because I am in love with him, I imagine that attraction and that lust even more than something from a superficial relationship. You know, just general suitors, so to speak. And I think and I hope that it's that way for as many of you, that if you truly desire it, you can have a love where the attraction and the lust remains alive. All of that is a part of understanding each other as individuals and realizing that one flesh does not mean that your individual brains, hearts, minds, and bodies go away. you know, it just simply means you share a life. But it's important not to lose yourself in either one. self-mastery, self-control, controlled chaos, personal contentment. All of these things play a major role in being and feeling fulfilled when it's all said and done, when the dust blows over, when you wake up the next day. Have you done what's best for you? Well, it looks like, let's see.
Listening to the Sunshine Experience. Well, did you know that you can help reach more listeners by making a donation of any amount? You sure can. Go to www.sunshinelovair.com/donate to send your gift. Thanks for your support.
Okay, so I appreciate every single one of you that listened live tonight. I do hope that you have gotten something beautiful out of tonight's show, that you have seen yourself in a way that helps you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. I am going to continue spilling my cranberry lemonade and looking at the fire a little bit and reflecting on what I've shared with you tonight as to how it pertains to my own life and how I can grow better and become more deeply involved with the love that I have for me and those whom I love. I hope you will do the same. I also hope that you will share this program with one or more of the people that you care about. And go to my website, as mentioned earlier, www.sunshinelovair.com. That's sunshinelovaire.com, and check out the services that I offer there by way of coaching and other things, and contact me. I would love to work with you, but in the meantime, remember that I am here live every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and I'm also on Paradox Radio, Paradox East Radio, my bad, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's paradoxeastradio.org. You can catch some replays there of various shows. But for now, remember to share this show. Remember to always check in with yourself to make sure that you are becoming more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Until next time, I am sunshine, I am love, I am air. Catch me if you can.